Well, very briefly, the first letter of St. John, which we were just talking about yesterday, has these parts in it. And yesterday we talked about why there was so much time and attention spent on the Antichrist with John. And clearly we saw that, you know, the Johannine community was kind of falling apart. It was dissipating. It kind of had very loose authority structures. It was not, kind of solidified in its, juridical, aims, so that, you know, it could hold the church together. So John is kind of in this desperation moment talking about the Antichrist. Now we get a second major theme that we're listening to today. All of it, of course, within the context of the theme of love, which is going to be the major theme in the Johannine epistle, because that is the virtue, right? God is love, as John says in chapter 4 of this letter, and those who abide in God abide in love, right? So for all intents and purposes, right, John is heading toward this theme, but he's taking up this notion of sin. And of course, we look at it and we go, what do you mean somebody who's converted to Christ doesn't sin? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, every saint admitted he was sinning, you know, and boy, I look at my own life and I just think, how many sins have I done already? The grumpy, the impatient, the whatever might be out there, right? You know, and so I'm thinking, you know, he can't mean by sin what I'm thinking he means by sin as a 21st century American Catholic. Because, of course, well, we're going to commit sins, there's no doubt about it. And if we didn't, we'd have no need for the sacrament of confession, certainly. And, you know, we would certainly have no need for that, ideal of, you know, consistent and constant reconciliation, becoming closer to God. So what does he mean by sin? The person who knows Christ doesn't sin. It seems, you know, this is kind of a difficult concept for us in this century, but it seems to mean something along the lines of an adamant refusal to put our whole priority and mindset toward love. And love means agape, right, in John's gospel and in his epistles. It means charity in that sense of, you know, of trying to make a sacrifice, not just for the temporal good of people, though certainly that, but also for the eternal salvific good of people, that we're willing to make that our priority, to help people to get to their salvation, to help people take care of the needs that they have and their desperation in this life, right? That to help people take care of the essentials that they need to live on, right? That prioritization, both within our families and, you know, within, you know, the way in which we live and work in the society, that the prioritization should be love. And what John is saying by sin is a kind of a rejection of love, a rejection of this way of life, a rejection of the heart of love, a kind of a decision to put self ahead of, the service of others, a decision for self-idolatry rather than worship of the true God, a decision to put, as it were, one's self first, and love and the faith that does love second, or even not at all, a sort of a darkening it out. And so it's sort of, for John, sin means living in the darkness. Sin means living in a categorical rejection of love, which has to be a categorical rejection of God, because as John tells us in chapter 4, God is love. So for all intents and purposes, then, that's what he means by sin. And the person who knows Christ, you know, for multiple reasons, doesn't want to be in sin, doesn't want to be in this darkness. That's what he's trying to say. What he means by that is simply that you know, if we really love Christ, the first thing, right, we don't want to be ingrates. So of course we're going to try and follow Christ's way, which is the way of love, right, which is the way of faith, which is trying to serve people in both their salvific and temporal needs, right? So, you know, of course, you know, in gratitude, we want to serve Christ, so we don't want to be, you know, ingrates, as it were. We certainly don't want to, in some sense, reject the Lord who loved us. We want to love the Lord who loved us back. And as John would say, the best way to love the Lord who's loved us first, if we're going to love him back, is to follow him in the love that he gave us. And that means choosing that love and not rejecting that love. And finally, of course, for John, it categorically goes into faith and obedience, because, you know, the service of love is always going to be the service of the salvation of souls, which means that we have to know the truth, right? We have to be obedient to the truth that Christ brought us, so that, of course, we can serve properly the salvation of souls. And so, in a way, then, this word sin means, you know, I reject love, I reject the God of love, I reject the path of love, I reject this attitude of putting love as a priority, charity, agape as a priority. And of course, if we do that, says John, we're in the darkness. And if we're in the darkness, we're separating ourselves off from God. And that's why he says, if we know Christ, then we're not going to sin. I mean, if we know Christ in the sense of loving Christ, then we're going to want to do everything we can to try and serve him as he wants to be served, out of sheer gratitude for the gifts that he has given us, particularly our salvation at the cost of his passion and death. Amen.